KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor The Art of the Guillotine and other class horror stories on Friday, October 5th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the AFRU Gallery in Portland. In this exhibit, Shane Bugby has created a variety of handmade flags with messages for the powers that be, sculptural works that include $10,000 of real shredded U.S. currency, detention center Liberty Shanks, and a life-size model of a guillotine. The opening features snacks, cake, and interactive performances. Again, that's The Art of the Guillotine and other class horror stories on Friday, October 5th, from 6 to 10 p.m. at the AFRU Gallery, 534 Southeast Oak Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Chavez, you're listening to KBOO, listener-sponsored radio. Thank you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Good morning, Radio Free Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 4th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. Can't say it enough times. Thank you, each and every one of you who became a member, who renewed your membership. You make all of this happen. 50 years of this. 50 years. And you know what? It's very, very easy to keep to support KBOO some more today. Or if you forgot and you're going to have to live with guilt for months until the next membership drive, no, you're not. Join right now. Go to that website, kboo.fm, and as you're listening at 90.7 FM, you can multitask with a smile on your face and a song in your heart. Well, maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't go that far since we're still coping with Kavanaugh. But don't forget, a lot happening. We talked yesterday with Jonathan, with the Val Turners group, who coordinated at five different sites an event that literally shut down. They got in with bolt cutters and they shut down on the pipeline. The pipelines that are littered around Standing Rock. So that's and said so the defense that they're taking to court on Monday is necessity. It is an absolute urgent necessity that we do turn off the pipelines, that we do turn off the emissions. Please take note of this. Here's an interesting thing to think about. Notice how industry, Silicon Valley, and whatever other entities stand to make a couple dollars on it are pushing, wow, driverless cars. It's going to save so many lives. It's going to be great. We won't be crashing into light lampposts anymore. We won't be running over bicyclists anymore. It'll be terrific. We could just sit back and do whatever. We can boof while driving. It's going to be wonderful. So this is not a smokescreen and a cover for the automobile industry, I don't know what else is. It's been clearly proven with absolutely no shadow of a doubt that emissions from vehicles are killing the planet. And that's bad for business, isn't it? Right? It's not good for the car business. No. So why don't we just cover it up with the idea that we could buy tons more cars and not drive them? We won't be at the wheel. We'll be in the back seat boofing or something, or doing our email. Or here's what we'll be doing. We'll be keeping up with all of our gazillions of social media contacts. We'll be making, we'll be fattening the coffers of Facebook and the likes, driving along without a driver. And literally, there's nobody at the wheel. That was at one point in recent times a slang phrase for nothing upstairs, nobody thinking, nobody at the wheel. We really are. We've actually reached it. There is no one at the wheel. Nobody is steering the planet, unless you count the wrong people. But that said, Monday, October 8th, trial for three of the outstanding Val Turners, and their defense will be the necessity defense, and there is a good chance that the judge in Minneapolis, I believe it's where they go to trial, is favorable to the defendants and understands the urgency of the situation that prompted their actions. So that is good news. More, October 8th, Monday, Indigenous Peoples Day, celebrates Indigenous people, of course, of the Americas and across the United States. This holiday began it's a counter celebration held on the same day, the second Monday of October. It started as a U.S. federal holiday, Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. Today, of course, coincides with Columbus Day, the designated date for the federal observance. So that said, all right, moving right along. What's weather? Not to be confused with climate, please. Today, mostly cloudy, highs around 64. And this evening, an increasing chance of rain late, and lows around 48. Oh, ho, ho. Not where I live. It's really cold. It's in the low 40s at night. And for tomorrow, rain is likely. And we're looking at a high around 58 for the daytime. And for Friday night, lows around 51. Saturday, chance of rain, partly sunny, highs around 64. Overnight lows, 47. And for Sunday, dawns bright and bright and shiny with a high around 64, and Sunday night there's a slight chance of rain and a low around 50. That brings us full circle to Monday morning, and that's Indigenous Peoples Day. So bear that in mind. And finally, now we begin the story of the day. We are waiting to hear from Lisa Graves. We hope that she'll be able to join us. Lisa Graves, of course, has been a group of people who are questioning the many aspects of the Kavanaugh the confirmation circus. Why the Democrats chose to run this pony in the race, God only knows. It is astounding to me, unless the fix is already in, unless there's a lot of possibilities. But the fact being that there are at least four instances in which Brett Kavanaugh perjured himself, going back to 2004, earlier than that too. He's not been up to standard in his current judgeship for quite a while. He is not a good judge, just to put it very, very succinctly. He is not fit to be on the bench right now in his current position. We're not even talking about the Supreme Court. But right now, he is unsuitable. He has the wrong temperament befitting a judge, any judge, not just the Supreme Court position. No. And he simply does not have the dry wits to take on this job. The Federalist Society and various cohorts of Republicans decided on Kavanaugh, amongst the others. And you've got to imagine what the others must be like if Kavanaugh was their choice. But they should have known, and I expect they did know. They just expected that the American public wouldn't know, or if they did, they wouldn't care. Or they would simply feel that it was a done deal anyway, so might as well just get on with life. These are the possibilities. Briefly put, the story in which Trump discovers that if you lie under oath, it's even better, because then they have to believe you. That's the paradox. If you lie under oath, whatever you say goes, because they have to believe you. And the Democrats discovered that by choosing the door with the neon lights behind it, that they have once again walked straight into a Republican trap, thus making everybody feel nostalgic about good old perjury where back in the day. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell followed through on Wednesday, setting up the Friday vote. Will it happen? Ha ha! It's your pony. You put money on it. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, October 4th, 2018. Listening to KBO Radio Portland. Derek Crooks engineered for us today. Derek Crooks, the man who trains new members, volunteers. He does the AM News and Public Affairs Director job, and now he's also is the board op. Okay, everybody, let's hear it for Derek Brooks. I'm Chris Ande. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, and stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Portland 5 Centers for the Arts presenting Scarivore and We Banjo 3 on Sunday, October 14th at the Newmark Theater. More information online at portland5.com. That's Portland, the number 5.com.
Special edition of Flashpoint's Election Crimes Bulletin, Greg Pallas ejected from a Brian Kemp for Governor event in Newman, Georgia yesterday after announcing a lawsuit against Kemp for illegally removing thousands of voters, mostly black, brown, and Asian, from Georgia's eligible voter rolls. I'm Dennis Bernstein with Greg Pallas in Atlanta, Georgia. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay